The library closed for repairs to deal with lead paint and asbestos and never reopened. Library duty has been taken by a storefront at a nearby shopping plaza. The city looked for new uses and even put out a request for proposal for the building. Preservationists waged a battle to have the 1928 structure declared a landmark and won a court fight with the council to save the old building. Now Mayor Brown says the Italian community, led by Dr. Frank Jacoby, has stepped forward for a cultural center. Mayor Brown says it's a good solution.
There have been many different ideas of how to reuse this building over the years. And what Councilmember Ferraletto and I decided to do was to really let all of those ideas be aired by the public. Let all of those ideas hit the table, because we wanted to come up with something that the entire community could embrace.
The building's in pretty good shape after a substantial repair project about 20 years ago. Architect Tommaso Briatico says the building's original plans have already been delivered to his office just up the block, and he's already planning how to make necessary repairs, including resolving the asbestos issue. Timing of the reopening depends on a fund drive and the reconstruction work, estimated to cost around $1 million. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.